Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru, I got a question for you to start off the show.
See if I got an answer.
How do you think John Lynch is doing in free agency for the San Francisco 49ers?
C minus.
Why aren't you giving a grade to Kyle Shanahan?
Because he's the head coach.
And that's what I want to get into today. Because I think we've missed the boat. I think we've been unfair to John Lynch, and I almost think we've been discussing the wrong thing.
Unfair?
The last
how?
Week.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, well, it's not.
What do you mean?
I think it's Sunday, right?
No, they're having something today after the show.
Sunday. What's that?
They're having a block party.
Right, and they're having one tomorrow probably too, which it's still not. It's a weekend.
Oh.
But it doesn't mean you can't go out and get after it.
Black Irish. That's my name.
Is that a phrase? Or is that something? What does that mean?
I saw nothing. This is a whole movie. Nigga. Black Irish, Black Irish.
Oh, it was a movie?
Yeah.
No, seriously, I never heard. What movie?
It was,
We'll work on that.
The guy that was trying to be hard, the white guy that was trying to be a rapper. In
Eminem, no, 7 Mile.
No, it was a movie, a spoof. And he tried to be hard in
the guy from Beverly Hills?
Yeah, you
know
what
I'm talking
about.
I know the guy you're talking about.
Black Irish.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Obviously, I never saw that movie, but I do know the one you're talking
about.
I'll
let you hold it.
So,
why did this come to
your
mind?
And you know what? I almost feel like I'm kicking myself because we should have done this on Tuesday. So, 2+ years ago, before the Super Bowl that the Atlanta Falcons played the Patriots in, mid-January.
Okay.
All right, mid-January, word got out the 49ers are hiring Kyle Shanahan, right?
Bam.
That was about mid-January. All the reports, expected, he's signing, all locked in, okay? But they can't do anything because Malibu's most wanted.
There you go.
But they couldn't hire him officially because they were still in the Super Bowl picture and they had a game. So my point is this. So then they go hire John Lynch. And John Lynch actually is officially hired before Shanahan, even though Shanahan technically got the job before him. Here's what I'm getting at. Why the hell are we criticizing John Lynch when Shanahan is the guy who's making the decisions? Do you realize that when Shanahan and Lynch were hired, all the reports said Lynch working under Shanahan? In fact, on the day Shanahan was hired during his press conference, Shanahan's in charge of the 53-man roster. Lynch is responsible for the 90-man roster. All right? So why, if you don't like the Quan Alexander signing, why, if you don't like the D4 trade, Tevin Coleman, Jason Verrett, whatever, why the hell are we getting on John Lynch? He's like the assistant GM. It's Kyle Shanahan.
But it normally doesn't work that way, Steiny. And when things go wrong and Reuben Foster messes up my guy Lynch is in front of the camera, it's not Shanahan. I don't believe Lynch wouldn't have took the job if this is not normal.
You're right. It isn't normal. It's not normal.
He controls the X's and O's, and he may say, hey, Tevin Coleman was great. Bring him in. Lynch goes, I got you. But not getting Antonio Brown or not going all the way in.
That's Shanahan. It's why isn't it? Lynch is under Shanahan.
I believe Lynch has the ultimate power to say.
He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't, though.
How
we
do
know
we know?
That. Because.
It's just because you had this thought, and I'm not.
It's not
we
a
don't
thought.
Know. I mean,
it's
it not, just came to Kyle you, this revelation.
Kyle Shanahan is responsible for the 53-man roster.
Yeah, to coach it up.
No. Personnel. Mm. He is responsible for the personnel of the 53-man roster. All right? So Lynch has the 90-man. Kyle has the 53-man. And here's the thing. I also think this isn't good. This doesn't. I don't think it works this way. It's like when John Gruden got hired in Oakland.
Yeah.
We all knew Reggie was dead man walking.
No doubt.
Same situation here. The coach has more power than the GM. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Here's how this ends. Lynch will get fired first. And then Shanahan will
No,
get
they
fired.
Both got 6-year contracts, buddy.
So what? They can fire one and not the other. So, they can fire both. They can fire neither.
But with what you're bringing to the table, Shanny would be gone if this doesn't improve before Lynch, if he was the one calling the shots.
Well, you would think so, but that's not the way it's going to work. Because Shanahan is above Lynch in the pecking order. Let me give you a little analogy, because this is what I was.
I love them. I love analogies.
Back in the day, the Warriors had Rick Adelman as a coach, all right? And
underrated.
He was fired. Chris Cohan fired the coach, right. Rick Adelman, and the GM at the time was Dave Twartzik.
All right.
Chris Cohan, the owner, put Dave Twartzik in charge of hiring the next coach. Even though Twartzik had hired Adelman, he was his choice, now they fired Adelman.
Wow.
Cohan said, you got to find the next coach, all right? So,
wow.
The next coach became PJ Carlissimo. And on the day that Carlissimo was hired,
okay,
they fired Dave Twartzik.
Oh, man.
So,
that's wow.
For a 2-month period, PJ Carlissimo is running the Golden State Warriors. Guess what was happening in that 2-month period? The NBA draft. PJ Carlissimo made the draft for the Warriors that year.
Who'd we get?
The Warriors took Adonel Foyle with the number 8 pick.
Our guy.
And Toronto had the 9th pick, and they picked a guy named Tracy McGrady. I think he just made it to the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And then Gary St. Jean, the general manager, was hired in August afterwards. You know what happened then? PJ Carlissimo got fired. If we're going to start criticizing the 49ers or praising them, I think we got to get off Lynch. I really do. It's almost like he's just the...
both of them then. So Shanny now gets the cinch notice, as I call it, warning.
And here's the other thing I'm hearing, and if this is true, well then... So Shanahan made it clear he kind of laying in wait for Kirk Cousins, right?
Yep.
Kind of wanted Cousins.
That didn't happen.
So here comes Garoppolo, falls in... to the 49ers' lap. Oh, and by the way, who'd Belichick call?
Lynch.
No.
No, he called Shanahan. You're right.
Why would Belichick call Shanahan?
He
Why
knows
he call the coach?
They're friends.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So, you get what I'm saying? So then what? John Lynch says, hey, we can get Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, it's up to Shanahan. Shanahan could have said, no, let's wait for Kirk Cousins. Now, maybe John Lynch convinced him. I don't care if he convinced him or not. It's Shanahan. Shanahan was had the final call. He has the final call on this stuff. And so now I'm hearing, well, Shanahan is going to probably say, well, he wanted Kirk Cousins, and maybe Garoppolo wasn't really his guy. It was Lynch's guy. It doesn't matter now. You could have put the kibosh on it. Am I?
No, I'm just.
888-957-9570. Should we be coming down John Lynch's road as much as we are and leaving Kyle Shanahan off the hook? I just don't think – I think we got to start talking about Shanahan as the guy who's responsible for running this thing.
And with that said, you still think he would be here if Lynch would go first, even if Shanny is the guy making this all happen.
Don't you think so?
No.
You think Shanahan would get fired first?
No, I think they both would be gone.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. In fact, I could see Shanahan having to fire Lynch.
But if you're a Niner fan now, you don't give a damn. All you care, you don't feel any better after listening to you. And that's big news, but you don't feel any better about the team, though. Because the bottom line is the product on the field, and my grade is still a C-. Well, for free agency, whoever's calling the shots.
Well, I'm not saying.
So I lump them together, Steiny.
Well, first of all, I just saw a poll on 95.7 The Game to give Lynch and the front office a grade. Most people have given the 49ers a B. So that's not.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious. It was 38 had a B, 36 had a C. But what I'm getting at is maybe I should have phrased it differently. If you like what the 49ers are doing, well, then give the credit to Shanahan. Well, if you don't, then you got to give the blame to Shanahan. Let's go see what Anna's up to on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Lord of the Dance? Landlord's Walk, I got the Lord part right, and Lords of the Walk are Irish. Okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Sunday. And always remember...
Saturday. You just said it was tomorrow.
St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday. Want to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Also, today and tomorrow is just pregame.
Exactly.
Wow, I did not.
Remember, everything in moderation.
No
everything
doubt.
In moderation.
And wear green on Sunday.
Talking about Shanahan and Lynch, I want to hear from you guys on this one. We spent the whole week kind of dissecting John Lynch.
I feel like they're in it together, Steiny.
Yeah, they are in it together. But you know what? There's a reason that the media always asks the question at a press conference for the front office acquisition, who has final say, right? Yeah, you're in it together, but what if you guys can't come up with the common answer? Who has final say? And it appears to me, and I've been talking to Cam Inman, John Dickinson, guys like that. Shanahan has final say. Kyle Shanahan.
I wonder why that question hasn't been asked.
I just
want to
put that into the equation.
Are you surprised? Because if I'm correct, that question has not been asked to either one.
No, I don't want to make it like, Simon's finding something out. Everybody knew this. It's just starting to hit home during a period like this, where it feels like it's unfair. It's unfair to only go down Lynch's road. So that's all I'm asking is why does Shanahan seem immune from the personnel decisions?
Mm.
That's all. 888-957-9570. Just asking the question if you're gonna. And you know what? And also, and I mean this fairly, there's a lot of 49er fans who like the way this offseason's gone, or who at least aren't down on it like many are. So maybe we should be giving Shanahan credit.
I get the D Ford. I get that. Get all excited in the. You're going to add to that most likely in the draft. But damn, getting a cornerback who didn't play one down last year, and then getting another guy on the defensive side of the ball in Alexander who tore his ACL? I mean, those are question marks. How did you get better? There's a lot of hope in that. And
wait, How did you get better? We got Quan Alexander.
Well,
and
we don't know how he's going to come back from injury.
What are
you talking
about?
Football.
What? Yes, it is. He's a football player.
Yeah, and he's injured.
No, he's not. He's not injured.
He's coming off. Played week 7. He tore his ACL.
So what?
Are you watching DeMarcus Cousins make a comeback? It takes time. You don't just come back.
You did it. You just did it.
What did I do?
DeMarcus is an Achilles.
Oh, you're right. Okay. It's a severe injury.
No, it's not. It's not as severe as it used to be. That's the point.
Oh, it's just a sprained ankle then.
Not a little more than a sprained ankle, but it certainly ain't an Achilles. And here's the other thing. And this is bothering the
my boy Verrett hasn't played a
this
down.
Is bothering me a lot. If you start saying, we're not signing guys who have been hurt, you ain't going to be able to field a team in football. Every single damn player in the NFL either has had an injury or is going to get hurt pretty soon. That's the nature of the business. You start X-ing off guys because they've had ACLs or they missed 6 games in a season, who the hell's left? I want a list of all the NFL players who have played for 6 years who've never been hurt.
I'm not, you're right. But the free agency is different, Stoney.
How?
Sometimes if I go to buy a pair of jeans and I see a hole in it, guess what? I'm not buying that pair of jeans as much as I wanted it.
The hole's been fixed.
It's damaged.
The hole's been fixed.
Antonio Brown wasn't hurt. Le'Veon Bell wasn't hurt. Odell Beckham, I don't know what the asking price was. He wasn't hurt. I'm saying, okay, they did some things. My pops always told me, Stoney, don't mistake activity for achievement.
That's right.
They did
some things.
You're talking about the
Raiders, right? You're talking about the Raiders?
No, the Raiders have been.
Oh.
I'm just talking about in general. And well, what grade would you give the Niners? I guess I'm blown away that you're looking past them being hurt. And I know everybody
totally
in the NFL gets hurt. But when you go pick them, hey, I want you, you could have did something. That could have been a different player. Now, Coleman, I'm all aboard.
Who?
I'm not in their room.
See?
I just know what it could have been. I know who was out there. Bell.
Quan Alexander took a physical for the Niners. Uh-huh. 3 days ago, he passed it. What do you want to do? Hold it against him that he had an ACL? Everybody. I mean, everybody gets hurt.
What about Verrett? He didn't play a down last year. That doesn't concern you?
No, it actually doesn't. I swear to God it doesn't. Because in this day and age of the NFL, well, if you want to say, well, Le'Veon Bell, he took last year off. He's going to be fresh. Well, so's Verrett. So's Verrett then. I mean,
no rehab for Le'Veon. It's a different type of, we differ.
Antonio in Oakland, what's up?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, I was going to use your DeMarcus Cousins analogy and as far as Jason Verrett not playing just like Le'Veon Bell, you know, fresh. But like I said, you got to take chances in this world. You know, how about if the Warriors didn't have, if they didn't try to get Cousins? You know, they might have lost to the Rockets yesterday or the other day. You know what I'm saying? You got to take chances because, you know, sometimes guys have injuries, so you're going to need backups. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need backups. At the end of the day, you don't need a number one wide receiver, so that's why I don't really care about this, they didn't get Odell, they didn't get Antonio Brown. Like, what did Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham want? Like, Odell Beckham has no playoff wins. In the one playoff game he actually played, he had like 3 or 4 drops. You know,
Guru?
You don't need the number one wide receiver to win a Super Bowl. You don't need that.
Yeah, Tony, make sure you tell that to Guru.
Antonio, you got an unproven quarterback. And if Beckham would have won 3 Super Bowls, it doesn't mean you're going to win 4 here. My point is, he's good, he's young, and he can add to what you're trying to build. That's why I want a guy like Odell Beckham.
Nah,
it's all about skill. It's about skill.
I mean, he's talented, but I mean, I don't know. I don't think you don't need no more.
Okay, so Jordan Matthews is Odell Beckham then, I guess, Antonio.
Oh, no, but he can be a good number 2. That's all you need is good number 2.
And that's all Garoppolo seems to be throwing to, 2s and 3s and Kittle.
That's what wins Super Bowls, 2s. Hey. Look at all the recent Super Bowl winners. I'm just saying.
Thanks, Antonio.
I got you.
Thanks, appreciate it.
So if I'm building a football team now, I don't need a number one receiver.
No,
I just need some average Joes and some. Edelman is not an average Joe. Let's get that out
is
the way.
One?
Edelman is a baller.
Is he a one?
Is he a one? He's being used like one.
Okay.
And they're
so
winning.
So he's a one.
In my book.
Okay.
Quit talking about Edelman. Is it because he's white? He's not a number one? Edelman is a badass.
Oh, hey, ho, ho.
No, New England. New England has a number one. Edelman is a bad boy. Edelman is a bad boy. Let's keep it real. He's a one to me in my book. Oh, he ain't. Edelman is a bad boy. Yes. And he's got rings.
And Lance Allworth, too. Don't forget Steve Largent.
Fred. You guys, come on, stop now. Cole Beasley line one. So what grade, real quick, Sam, before you get to the next call, what grade would you give the offseason?
A B.
Low, Neil, and Dibley did the same.
Yeah, B. Because I don't get caught up in all that splash.
Or injury history.
No, you're right.
You don't care about the medical chart.
No.
You go buy the used car. Hey, don't check the Carfax. I'm good. I'm about to ride off with it. Looks good. I like the paint.
Find me a player who's never been hurt. It's playing in the NFL. Seriously. I mean.
That's not what I'm saying.
You're coming off injury. You're headed toward injury. That's the NFL. Again, you start saying, ooh, he's been hurt. Well, I don't know. You better. You know, you got to start drafting high school kids if you want guys who are healthy and have never been hurt. Trey in Fairfield. Hey, Trey, what's up, man?
Man, how you guys doing this morning?
Oh, man, very, very good.
Beautiful.
Well, you know what? I got an interesting question to throw at Stymie and YouTube Guru. The question I was going to ask is this, because you guys are talking about who's in charge, Shanahan or Lynch. Now, I'm going to throw something interesting out at you guys. Let's just say, hypothetically, the Niners get off to an 0-3 or 0-4 start. Who gets the axe? Is it Shanahan or is it Lynch?
It's going to be Lynch.
I'm going to give Shanahan the axe. If I'm the GM, I can fire the coach. But see, but this is where I go back. When you have a terrible owner, it turns into a Cleveland Browns situation, and that's what we're looking at if it gets ugly like this. This is a Cleveland Browns situation right in front of our face.
You don't mean trending upward like the Browns, right?
Right now,
the old Browns.
Right now, the old Cleveland Browns owner. York at this moment is a Cleveland Browns. Is a Cleveland Brown owner, and 49er fans need to face the situation. He's never won a Super Bowl, so right now he's a Cleveland Brown owner.
You mean Jed York?
Yes.
No, I'm Trey.
Fair to say.
Trey, yes, thank you for the call. It is fair to say. Jed York has not proven that he can run a consistently successful franchise. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He's got no track record to speak of with any kind of consistency.
Yeah, but there's always, when you talk about track record, the race starts and you could get a glimpse of what it looks like at the beginning. And Shanahan and Lynch, they did everything at the press conference. I know they're not 5 years in, but now there's question marks, Donnie, and they're misses.
What about the Patriots? Text line said Gronk's their number one.
Well, he used
Edelman's
to be.
Edelman's their number two.
Seen
just
Gronk
like
lately.
Kittle's going to be the 49ers one.
When they
and
start
Pettis
doubling
will be
Kittle,
two.
And then what do you have?
Pettis, your guy, John Taylor.
John
Taylor.
He's a compliment.
All right, let's go to 211 Steel Reserve. What's up, 211?
What's up, fellas? Hey, check this out. It's going to be kind of long-winded, but hanging in with me. First of all, Lynch is not the GM. Shanahan is. Shanahan went up to him, recruited him.
Thank you.
No, he's the one calling the shots.
Thank you.
Out. Guru, I came down your path the other day, down the road, your road, about Garoppolo not being ready. So check this out. I apologize. I came kind of harsh. It was too early to hate, but I'm always going to hate. But I'm going to keep it real with you right here. You're talking about this kid that you guys picked up, ACL tear, right? You say, oh, why we pick him up? He's hurt. But your quarterback's in the same boat. But you're excited to see him play. But you don't even know if he's coming back healthy either. So what's it going to be, brother? Is it going to be a good thing that he's got an ACL or not? You know what I'm saying? And you know what, man? I'm going to tell you right now. I said it before. Shanahan has not – great offensive coordinator. He has not proven that he could be a great coach. That has yet to be proven, and everybody has already called
Thank
him
you.
A great coach.
Mm. I agree. Thanks to 11.
But we've seen the Niners with injuries in the game. In the game to the end, Steiny. And you've been telling me. And I say he's the best, talking about Shanahan. You know, he's the best play caller and schemer.
Well, that's
so
a joke, but go ahead.
You can take lesser talent so far, and then you need the cream of the crop to get it done. Don't tell me Shanahan can't coach. I've seen what my
I don't
own
know
two
that
eyes.
He can. I have no idea if he can coach. Apparently, I'm gonna trust you.
All right.
That he's a great play caller. I don't know, but I'm going to trust you on that.
George Kittle,
play calling's different than a coach. Calling plays is different than coaching a football
team. Okay, and I'm going to say this, not to be negative, Nancy. What if giving Garoppolo that money before he was unproven ends up being the legacy of both of them? Okay. And if Shanny is in control and he got that phone call on his iPhone 6S from Belichick, and he told, hey, let's pay him. I know he'll be the guy. If he ends up not being the guy, dude, that's 2 or 3 years now you're set back trying to get your franchise quarterback. But the your available balance in the bank is less because you paid him like he was top tier. Dude, this is major.
Is that true about Julian Edelman? He tore his ACL? He tore his ACL and came back as a number one?
He didn't get his contract
while
he was nursing that. That's
my whole point. Who cares? No, it isn't. No, it's not your whole point. Your whole point is that Quan Alexander can't play. Oh, apparently, you can come back from ACL.
Chris Collinsworth, 70 missed tackles.
Okay.
Yeah. 16, he was all
right. Led the league in tackles.
But what were you in 2016?
Oh, I don't know. That was 2 years after the Warriors won a title that they're going to win without Kevin Durant next year, six years later.
Hey, but give me that.
No,
why are we ignoring the elephant in
you?
The room with Garoppolo? It could be a disaster if he does not turn into...
And you don't think it could have been a disaster to get a guy like... it? Okay, so listen to what you're saying. You're now worried Garoppolo may not be the man, but you're going to bring in Antonio Brown. Are you kidding me?
True detective.
Are
we
you
both
kidding
like
me?
If he is that question mark and you take it for what it's worth, you go do everything in your damn power to get Garoppolo, the question mark, something to make his job easier.
If Garoppolo's not a great, if Garoppolo's not a good quarterback, Antonio Brown is not going to be able to lead him to the Super Bowl. It's not how it works.
So you're people, not you, are expecting Garoppolo to be Tom Brady to make average into
unrealistic.
Well, that's what
I don't think. No,
I'm asking to get Jimmy G some help. He's unproven, man.
Right. And he did get him help. Jordan Matthews. What? Tevin Coleman.
Print the playoff tickets. Let's go.
I mean, what's the difference between you laughing at those two guys and me laughing at the Raiders for going after Antonio Brown when they ain't close to winning either?
I'll give you that. But I guess I know what it could have been. It could have been Le'Veon Bell. It could have been Beckham. It could have been Brown. So I need to get out of Nordstrom's and let's go to Marshall's. Nothing wrong with Marshall's. And when I come home with the Marshall bags, just tell the missus, hey, I got these from Nordstrom.
So
the bag says Marshall's.
What are the three guys you're kicking yourself over?
Bell, Beckham Jr.,
and I'm going to use yours. How many rings do they have among them? How many rings do they have?
The same as Matthews. Alexander.
Exactly. So why would you pay
and hospital
for prima
bills
donna
that they're coming with?
Overrated guys who can't do it.
Prima donna.
I'm
they
just
got
saying.
Skill. I like talent.
Wait. Antonio Brown's not a prima donna?
I need prima donnas on my team. Okay. You know how it works. You can't have
Ed and Berkeley.
Cub Scout line.
What's up, Ed?
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I'm sitting back, I'm listening here, and I hear the three guys that you're saying that you are looking at, Bell, Beckham, and,
Brown.
Beckham, and,
Brown.
The other guy.
Brown.
But, Brown. Okay, so aside from Brown, both of them have also had major injuries. But it's okay that they had major injuries, but Alexander, it's an issue with him. And then also, when you look at the reports, they did try to go after Le'Veon Bell, but he decided to take another contract. They did try to go after Beckham, but they ended up trading him somewhere else. So it's not like they're not trying to get these guys. They just weren't able to do it.
Yeah, no,
you know,
right.
So you can't knock them for that. Hey. But then also, when you're looking at the injuries, these guys have had injuries too. And they also come with off-field problems as far as if Brown doesn't get what he wants, he's shown what he's going to do. Le'Veon Bell, I mean, this is the Bay and we don't trip on weed out here, but he did get suspended for smoking in addition to having an injury. And Beckham, like, we see what he does. And in addition to that, he's also coming off of an injury. So it's like, the point, it kind of becomes mute because you're arguing to get people that have red flags and also have had injury.
Okay, the injury thing about what the Niners did is they went and brought these two injured players who are nursing their injuries now. The status is current. Unlike Brown and Bell, they've been, and Beckham, they've been hurt, but they've come back from the injury. So you've went and given out money in a contract to two guys that still are in the midst of trying to come back from injury. And if I were a boss to Lynch, I would call them in and say, hey, Lynch, good job. You're getting close, but you know what we need to work on? An area of improvement. You need to close the deal because almost don't get it done. And about the prima donna, I'll take that, and I'll take the chances if they got talent on the field that can help me win Sunday. I'm not running a Cub Scout. It's about talent, and when I'm looking at this Niner roster, it's devoid of top-tier talent. That's all my point is to Steiny.
And then, so now look at this. Like you said, they came back from injury, right? Name me the person that in the past,
Lost, losing Ed. Name me the person the last 8 to 10 years.
Where was he going?
I don't know. Yeah. Just two sides, different sides here. 650 says, how many rings do they have to discredit a good player is the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
Wow.
Okay. And then the other side of it, Guru, name me a top five receiver who's won a Super Bowl. I'll wait.
Is he talking about Jerry Rice wasn't a prima donna?
No, he's talking about lately.
Oh.
Jerry Rice was not a prima donna. Are you kidding me?
If Jerry didn't get the ball, he would go crazy. And guess what? He got the ball.
Oh, yeah. He'd go Antonio Brown crazy.
No, it's different.
Don't insult Jerry Rice like that.
And I ain't saying he's Antonio Brown. But Jerry,
thank you.
Better get 80 the ball.
Everybody, no kidding, because he's the greatest receiver of all time. That's why you get him the ball, not because he's a prima donna. Because he's the best receiver that's ever laced him up. Do you use that for football?
Yeah.
Who's strapped on the chin strap.
Give me some top-tier talent, that's all. Hey, Shanahan under a lot of pressure then this year.
No, but that's the point. He's not, because he gamed Jed York.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. I'll ask you this.
Yeah, right. Whoa. He said he's not under pressure.
If and when they get fired, are they going to get fired together? Or is one of them going to get fired before the other? Because I think one of them will get fired before the other. Shanahan ain't getting fired first. That's my feeling. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. What's up, Leroy?
Hey, good morning, Steiny. Good morning, Guru.
Hey,
listen. You know, Kyle Shanahan and Lynch, I'm looking at this stuff falling in Lynch's lap. Because you have to have players to coach. We have to see if Shanahan can coach. But you have to have your full complement of players to coach. And Garoppolo was hurt. McKinnon was hurt. Look, hurt free agents will get a GM fired. And Lynch better hope that these free agents that he's bringing in works out. And he needs to hit on this draft, because as a 49er fan, I'm in the wait and see mode still. I mean, not having Garoppolo and McKinnon, it just made us wait even more. We're like waiting. We're stuck. I'm stuck. I'm like a year and a half behind. So this year they need to be successful. And I'm sorry, Lynch, and this is a bombshell for you, Steiny. If we take Bosa, it's going to be bad. I think Bose is going to be a bust. I think he is way, way overrated. I think we should trade up.
Mark it.
And go in a different direction.
Mark the tape. Thanks, Leroy. I appreciate the call. Bosa. Leroy from Oakland calling Bosa
Leroy
a
dropping
bust.
Science.
A but who?
Leroy.
It's not science. Science is the opposite, Guru, of a prediction.
It was his science. He felt it.
No,
now, he could be wrong, but it was his science. Come on, Steiny.
No, don't use the
words.
That's
why we call it lab.
No.
I felt what that man was saying.
It's.
Wow.
Science. That's like what Leroy just did is the opposite of science. Now, words matter.
So. With Coleman coming to town?
Oh, yeah.
See, I feel like you're... How big of an impact is McKinnon going to have?
I'll tell you. Soon.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stein, Metz, and Guru with you. St. Paddy's Day around the corner. All right, here's where I'll start. By the way, you're going to want to join Joe Fortenbaugh and Damon Bruce this Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the BMW San Francisco's 5th Annual Ultimate Bracket Challenge. Enjoy food and drinks plus a chance to win $1 million for a perfect bracket. Get tips from the pros and fill out your bracket with 95.7 The Game and BMW San Francisco. Full details at 95.7thegame.com. All right, let's start it. Let me reintroduce it this way.
All right.
All right. You're criticizing the Niners because they didn't get Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, or Beckham. Okay. You're pissed. You got to get playmakers, right? At some point, right? That's what it's your mantra.
Yeah.
I'll meet you there.
And I had Earl Thomas on there too.
I'll meet you there. All right, with that.
Okay.
Ah, it'd be nice to get a big name.
All right.
So why are you blaming John Lynch for that? The offense is Shanahan's baby. He controls the offense. And I guarantee you, if Bell, Brown, and Beckham aren't on this team, it's mostly because of Kyle Shanahan, not John Lynch. That tells me Kyle Shanahan is saying or thinking, I don't need the headache with these guys, or I do think we'll be fine because we don't need these kind of, you know, as for Brown and Beckham, you don't need an elite receiver.
Let me tell you why.
Okay. Can you at least blame Lynch, blame Shanahan? That's all, if you're going to be mad.
Okay, but let me tell you why I won't, because I don't believe that to be true, your theory.
Mm-hmm.
Shanahan knows what it's like to have a number one, a dominant number one in Julio Jones. So to me, why wouldn't he want to have an offense with that type caliber receiver, which Beckham Jr. and Antonio Brown are? So if he were sitting right next to us right now, I believe he would be like, Guru, my preference is to have a number one stud receiver.
That's what you believe. That might not be true.
And you're believing what you believe to think Shanahan is calling it.
He is calling it. Wow. Like, that's the part that I guess isn't, well, is he? No, he is. Kyle Shanahan
is. All right, well, I'll give him some demerits for who's not here.
Okay.
But he also gets some praise from me about working with not much and making it work, being in football games.
That's his fault.
And he has made Kittle. Kittle, I love you if you're listening.
That's great.
I don't believe any other coach could make you that productive. That's all. So why is not, and now you got me thinking, well, Shanny is who I think he is. Why is he not going to get the big boys? But then Lynch, we get reports that, hey, she almost accepted my marriage proposal. I'll go on to the next one. Hey, this one almost accepted my marriage proposal. You know, I'm big into analogy. I don't get it. You overpay. Just for the sake of overpaying to show the rest of the football world, hey, people want to come here. Because now the other day, you brought up a great point.
Shanahan did not want to overpay.
Wow, man.
And Kyle
that
Shanahan.
That could be the death of him.
And Kyle Shanahan, I guarantee you, said to John Lynch, yeah, no way in hell you're giving up a number two for Odell Beckham. Get that thought out of your head. I guess the one thing I'm telling you, it's just.
And he was hired first.
I'm not criticizing John Lynch.
To back up your point.
I'm not criticizing Lynch anymore.
But to back up your point, and who does that? You know, Shanahan was hired before Lynch.
Yeah. Shanahan hired Lynch. He hired Lynch. Shanahan hired Lynch. Shanahan hired Lynch. Say it. Shanahan hired Lynch.
So why would Lynch be gone before? Why would Shanahan even look at him as the fall guy?
Yeah,
to say,
because he can. Because Shanahan can go to Jed Rock and say, if you lose John Lynch,
that
I can give you one more
pool, year. Though, my dad would call that dirty pool. I hire you, but I keep my job, and you're out. But I'm really
that's what pro sports is all about.
I don't like that.
I get it that Kyle Shanahan's got a nice baby face. I get it. He looks young. He looks like
a nice guy.
Who's his dad?
The mastermind.
Yeah, a killer. Mike Shanahan's a killer. You think Kyle Shanahan doesn't know how to play the game? Of course he knows how to play the game. He grew up in it.
Oh, man. This will be interesting to watch
Shanahan got everything he wanted.
I feel like we're on True Detective.
Shanahan's kind of like in a perfect spot because he can kind of absolve himself from the decisions.
That's great.
Exactly. He set himself up pretty perfectly, didn't he?
Wow.
Sid in Palo Alto. What's up, Sid?
Hey. I'm just to kind of talk about the offseason signings and kind of what we've seen so far. You know, I actually don't, you know, hate what they've done. I think the one signing I don't like is the Kwon Alexander one. I think we should have gone hard after C.J. Mosley and maybe, you know, given up the Jordan Matthews signing or something like that. You know, I really love the Dee Ford signing. I think he's a player that we really needed. We had, you know, our run defense got better last year. Solomon Thomas, as bad as he is at rushing the passer, is actually not bad at defending the run. So, you know, Dee Ford not being great at run defense is fine because what we need him to do is rush the passer. So I think that's a great signing for us. And, you know,
I got a question for you, Sid. Got a question for you. So, if I'm not mistaken, Mosley got 51 guaranteed and Kwon Alexander got 27 guaranteed. Does that.
That's true.
I guess, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, is Alexander, does he become like almost a more value's got more upside almost?
Yeah, you know, I think he does have a lot of upside. It's just that, you know, he misses so many tackles. I know people talk about this a lot, but for our defense that's missed, you know, one of our biggest problems is just missing tackles. Like, you know, and C.J. Mosley is young. He's great. He would have to spend a lot more, but, you know, we're also going after the, you know, Bell, who I thought would have been an awful signing personally with the amount of money and, you know, picks we were trying to go after him for. Like, if that was what we were willing to pay, then we should have paid up for C.J. Mosley, signed Dee Ford, and then we'd have a solid defense. You know, maybe go after Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas, Mosley, and Dee Ford would have been a great offseason in my opinion.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good stuff, Sid. See, Sid, you know, it's funny because it does.
Dropping science?
What?
Was that science?
No. Mm. No. Science is. Do you understand what science is?
Come on.
Science is something that you can basically take to the bank. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you do an experiment time and time and time again. It always does the same thing.
I got good grades in science and social science.
I see you as more of a math guy.
Well, that too.
That's all. I just see you as a math guy.
That started my gambling problem back in the day, math.
Let's go to Chris in Concord. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about how I think that this year is more of an important year than anyone for Robert Saleh. Because Robert Saleh, you know, over these past couple years, hasn't really done much with the defense. And, you know, we can all blame it on that he hasn't had real defensive talent because, you know, Solomon not really panning out as we thought he would. And, you know, Buckner just being Buckner. But now that we have all these pieces with Dee Ford and we just signed a corner from, what was it, L.A., the Chargers. And then
Verrett.
We're getting all these defensive pieces. I think that right now, Shanahan, you know, he's going to do what he does best with his offense, and he'll turn nobodies into somebody. But right now, our biggest thing is our defense, and they're filling these holes, and now I want to see what is Robert Saleh going to do. Is he going to stop the run? Because last year, everyone was running on us.
Right.
We had that streak where running backs were getting over 100 yards every game.
Right.
And so now my question is, do you think it's as an important year for him rather than, you know, John Lynch going out and getting these big names, or rather than Kyle Shanahan signing these big names? Like, don't you think that the concentration should be on this defense now?
Saleh's on the hot seat more than any of whether it's Lynch or Shanahan, I think. I don't think there's
any doubt
about
it. Even without pieces.
What do you mean?
They got him pieces now.
Right. Yeah, but he was, they were talking about Salah last year, like, I don't know, maybe make a move there. And then,
for a little minute, he was getting some run, like, you know, that enthusiasm, they'd go to him during the game.
Come on, don't do that.
No, but you can't take, he had his moment. It looked like he was a young, up-and-coming defensive coordinator.
Well, now, when you say looked like he was a young up, because he was, because of his sideline demeanor, because he looks like a, defense.
And when the Niners
smacking
defense
guys
would have
in
a,
the helmets,
you know, Reuben Foster, when they'd have a good, you know, good game, or, you know what I'm saying? It looked like, hey, he's going to be, we're going to hear about this guy.
Let's go to Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Nice enough to join us, kind of on the spur of the moment. Cam, I guess the one thing that just kind of struck me last night, we've been talking all week about the Niners. There's a lot of criticism of them not bringing in big names and no Bell, no Brown, no Beckham, all that kind of stuff. But are we missing the boat by criticizing John Lynch rather than criticizing Kyle Shanahan, if you want to criticize? And if you want to praise, well, then shouldn't Shanahan be the one getting the praise and not Lynch?
Yeah, that's a good point, Matt, because everybody's come down hard on Lynch, it seems like, just saying he's not the one that's able to bring in these big names, but it really is a partnership between the two guys. And I kind of look at it this way, Matt, and it just, you know, Shanahan's known for being an offensive genius. I hate saying genius because everybody goes there. John Lynch obviously has experience on the defensive side as a Pro Bowl All-Pro safety. And through these last couple of years, it almost seems like whatever offensive players they get, Shanahan gets the credit for, whatever defensive guys they have, the more the blame goes to John Lynch, because a lot of these defensive guys haven't panned out. The defense hasn't done well these last 2 years. So I guess to summarize, it really is a partnership between the two. I think we would pick apart the blame if we sensed any discord between the two guys, and I don't get any sense of that. They've worked really well together. They seem to like each other a lot. This is not a Harbaugh-Balky situation where you got to point fingers at who messed up, or Mariucci, Donahue, same kind of thing. We're only 2 years into it, so there's not that much blame yet. Now, give it another year. If there's no playoffs, if these free agent picks, you know, fail, then you can really dig in some more and have at it.
Cam, I was telling Steiny I was a bit disappointed that the Niners couldn't land a big name. And it wasn't just the name. It was big names that can play. You know, Bell, Beckham, Brown. And then even going back to last year with Khalil Mack, we got the reports after the fact that the Niners inquired. I'm just asking you your opinion. At what juncture do you think the theme of getting close and not being able to seal the deal with one of these big-name, talented guys, when will that get old?
Well, I think it's there, but you have to put it in perspective. They did not want Antonio Brown in his baggage. I think the Le'Veon Bell stuff was I have a hard time buying that they were going to give the guy as much money as he wanted, so I kind of dismissed that. The Odell Beckham stuff, they absolutely needed to go after him. Maybe he didn't want to come here. Maybe he really wanted to go to the Browns, and that was part of it. Same with Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack wanted a big payday. He wanted to go to Chicago, and the Raiders did not want to trade him to the Niners, obviously. That was out of their hands. But they did get D Ford, and D Ford is a big name. D Ford plays a position they absolutely needed probably more than any other spot going into this offseason as an edge rusher who's got speed. He's got credentials. If he can stay onside rather than jump offside like he did in the AFC Championship game, that would be helpful. But he's a big name, and they paid him the biggest money they paid anybody in through free agency. So I think 49er fans have to sit back a bit and realize just because somebody's a big name somewhere else, that doesn't mean they're going to be a big name in the next 2 years. I mean, some of these guys are problem players, and D Ford is not that yet. He's only been in the league 4 years, and I think that's something, or 5 years, and it's somebody that the 49ers really need at that position. So, you know, these other spots that they filled in free agency the last 2 days, what's most concerned about it, guys, is they all have injury concerns. And this is a franchise that's been just ravaged by injury the last 2 years. They've redone their medical staff. All these guys passed physicals, and they all got basically prove-it deals. They all got 1 or 2 year deals without a lot of money guaranteed. So the Niners have to gamble, and that's what losing teams have to do. You have to take chances on guys and hope some pan out. Not many have in their 2 years, and I think that is an issue, but that's free agency. So that's why it's critical that they come through in the draft again.
Cam Inman joining us of the Bay Area News Group. He covers the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.